First, I wanted to say that participating in praise and worship doesn't necessarily mean that you have to dance. It doesn't mean you have to get wild and crazy. It just means that you are participating. You are letting God move in you to do what He wants to do. You are expressing your praise for Him, your adoration of Him in some form. It doesn't matter if it's the way everybody else is doing it. There could be everybody in the room dancing, but what God's doing in you is something totally different, and that's okay. So when I say, you know, let's stand up, that's how we start. That's just our, like, let's begin that way, standing up, because we're just making a statement that we're willing to be participants. But then you find what God's doing inside of you. You find how you want to worship God, how you want to praise Him. If that's by drawing a picture, or you have words running through your head that you want to write out a love letter to Him or a poem to Him, whatever, express to God what you feel about Him. That's what praise is. Praise is telling Him what we feel about Him. Worship is kind of like when we've praised Him, we've kind of gone through that. We've gone into that, and then all of a sudden, there He is, and He's like right in our face, and we can't do anything but love Him. It's more expression, it's more emotion than it is actual words a lot of the time of what we're feeling. But even before we can enter into praise, a lot of times it's really hard because we have stuff going on inside of us. And God brought Psalm 51 to my mind this morning, and I'm going to read it. And as I read it, just make it your prayer so we can get empty, so that we can let God search us. And David wrote this psalm after his affair with Bathsheba, after he had been confronted. He wrote this because he didn't want anything between him and God. And his sin had been exposed, and he had a choice at that point to either admit it and let God deal with it and get rid of it, or to go into hiding and turn his back. And he could not handle the idea of separation from God. So he let it fully be exposed. He let it totally get purged from him. That was his prayer. Let's make it our prayer this morning. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. God, our sin is before us. We know inside of us the things that stand between us, the things that block us, the things that hinder us. Wash us clean, God. Wash us clean. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. God, we want to rejoice in you going deep inside of us to expose the things that are hidden, because we don't want them there. We want to get deeply intimate with you with nothing between us. We want you to be able to live, to dwell inside of us. We want to be a sanctuary for you, a place where you can stay. You don't have to just hover or visit for a minute and go away, but that you can actually live, inhabit to the fullness and shine out of. That's what we want. That's our desire, God.
The Lord gave me a word this morning. The Lord gave me a word when we were in prayer, and I said, God, that's what we want. We want to see your manifest presence. Why don't we see more? And he said, because men hide from me, I have to hide from them. Come out of hiding.
Sanctuary, pure and holy.
Make that your prayer. Sing it. Make it your prayer.
To be a sanctuary.
Getting ready to do. Make us ready, God. Because you're going to do it whether we're ready or not. And if we're not, you just have to find somebody else. And we miss out. God, we don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on what you're going to do. I don't want to miss what you've created me for because I'm too stubborn or proud or scared to let you do the preparation. So please, God, get rid of whatever junk is in there that I know about or don't know about. Get rid of it, God, completely. I don't want anything between us. The way that you do and turn away from them. We don't want anything but you because you are so holy and so awesome. And that stuff just blocks our view, blocks our vision, blocks our understanding. So we ask you to open our eyes. Open our eyes. Open our eyes, God.
All these things that are being said, when they're being said, see, you want God. I want God. These things that are being said, maybe somebody else is putting in words what's inside of you, or maybe they're giving you thoughts and you're in agreement with them. Tell the Lord, yes, God, that's what I want. Work it in me. Show me what's blocking. Show me what's in the way. Show me what you want different, because I want you. I need you. And Lord, I don't know how to get closer to you. I keep doing the same thing. I keep getting the same result. I want you, Lord. So these things that they're praying, these things that they're singing, Lord, I come in agreement with them. Yes, I want that. Work that in me. Show me how I need to cooperate. See, God is working in. God is always working. God is always alive. But it's a relationship. It's a give and take. He's speaking, but we have to respond. He's moving, but we have to cooperate. We have to participate. Just tell him, yes, you want Jesus.
Yes,
yes. I want you. Yes.
Yes.
What needs to be different? What do you want me to see? What do you want me to do? What do I need to break agreement with? It's not you trying to change your life. It's you saying, God, I want you. Help me, walk me into it, and step by step, he'll walk you into it. Do you want Jesus? Do you want Jesus? Is there anything you want more than Jesus? Okay, then God, what am I holding on to that's between you and me? What's stopping me from going forward with you? Would you ask him that? What's stopping me? from going forward with you. All these things Janiah was praying, Sue was saying, these words of the song, God, I want to come in agreement with those because I want you. I want this to be a red letter day in my life. When I look back when I'm in heaven and I look back at the calendar of my life, this is a red letter day where my life got different. I went forward. I went to another level. I went further with you. I had more of Jesus. I got victory. I got deliverance. Thank you, Jesus.
Want to invite you to do something different. You notice there's paintings all around? These are God's paintings. He used my hand. But their colors, their texture, they say something. They don't have things you recognize so much because God's reaching for the Spirit. I want to invite you right now to just walk around, look at the paintings, drag your chair with you. And when you find the one that really grips you, whether it's a color, a shape, a movement, or a touch, you can stand there, you take your chair and sit there, touch it. Touch it. Let God do something in you at this time. I invite you to go and do that. Get out of your seats, just walk around. If nothing touches you, just go look at them. But invite God, touch me through something, through a color, through emotion. I'm opening up to you. I'm inviting you. Find the one that speaks to you and stay there with it. They're meant to be touched. Feel them. Shut your eyes. Let your fingers just run through and feel. Let God do something.
God wants to do something new. I keep hearing that. Like Him saying, I am coming to do something new. Soon, I'm coming to do something new. Open up so that He can do that in you, in me, here, in this body. We don't want to just sing songs to get through a praise service of hyperness and just so we get some energy out or say we did it. We want His presence. Whatever He's doing, and this is what He's doing today. He's doing something totally different than what we normally would do for praise. But that's because He wants us to go further, and He wants more, and He wants something new. So bring it, God, bring it, because we want what You're doing.
Open your power and love. So we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, I want to sing.
God, I ask that each person in front of a painting, that you would just open their spiritual eyes and their ears, God, to see and hear from you something out of these paintings that they've never seen or heard before or thought. That you would just overwhelm them with your presence, God, and what you're doing through that painting for them. That it would be so personalized. And that they would just drink that.
Hello, I just want to share with anybody, when I just lay down, I just see purple lights, like Lada, say in English, the, like, star, you know, lots of stare, it's very clearly come in my eyes, just believe, don't let the enemy stain to handle you, please, I just, before 2 weeks, I have to share with you guys that every almost 3 years and 7 months, the enemy trying to kill Emily life, really. First when she's sick, she almost died on that month. Second time, she take the kidney out. Third time, she have a diarrhea that she cannot handle the water in the belly. She cannot leave out the water. Maybe the kidney gonna be gone. And the God is stronger. I was twice almost 7 days yesterday I come from the hospital. We just gave IV water. And thus I just find out that time my car is stopped. They don't want this new car. They don't let me go to the hospital. I just say, oh God, you're stronger, I find. The enemy, they're not going to stop me. I'm going to save her life. And we go to hospital. They do a lot of results. They cannot find what happened with her. See, the enemy don't let the doctor. She still have a pain in the belly, diarrhea. A lot of results don't tell us what's going on. the enemy is really want to attack us. And God is strong. Believe. Don't let that. Don't believe in the enemy. Be strong. And pray. Just pray. 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 Never stop. Please. Thank you.
Let's pray for Melina right now. Again, God, we lift this little one up to you. You know what's gone wrong. You know everything, God. Thank you that you just poured out your love in beautiful purple colors on Mercada this morning. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you. God, we put this baby in your hands right now. We put her in your hands. You are the healer. Physicians don't know. We don't know. We have no power. But God, you took all of our sickness on you, your blood. Lord, we just ask you, heal her. Heal her by your power, by your presence, by your love, by your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Focus on is opening into his will and let him come into my heart. And a few seconds right after I touched that painting, they said, "Open my eyes, Lord." So I think what I should focus on is opening my heart to the Lord.
God touched you through a painting and you want to share, come and let us know.
Painting over here. It's called Mercy Rain. And this plaque kind of goes with what we're talking about right now. I'm going to read it. There's a judgment of fire coming. Yet in the midst of it, God is pouring out his rains of mercy. Yes. He wants men to turn from their evil ways in true repentance. Our Lord weeps for our repentance, that he may show us his tender, loving mercy and rescue us. Yet, as much as it breaks his heart, judgment will surely come to those who do not turn. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he cause a darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while you look for the light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it gross darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. and mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. So we're his sheep. He's waiting for us.
I saw a rain of mercy. I saw a rain. It's like his teardrops, just raining mercy. If you need mercy, just step into the rain.
With your presence,
Lord.
see those feet moving.
The painting over here, I like things confirmed. You know, and God will, if I ask, will confirm them in a lot of different ways. But especially with this ministry, God confirms things constantly with me. So before I read the plaque of what Sue, you know, what her spirit was telling her, I looked at it and prayed about it, what I got out of it for me. And then I read the plaque afterwards. But for me, it was, in my heart, was a glowing offering for God. But in order for it to be released, I had to face a lot of darkness. And she's got some butterflies, escaping, it looks like, into the, you know, the other colors of God. And that was my life. And then I read the plaque, and it's about the tenderness of Leah. So I had to go through a bunch of hardness to be able to get to the tenderness of God. So it was confirmation that what Sue's spirit was telling her during the painting, you know, it's what it brought to me. So then that confirms that it's the spirit of God, you know. Yes.
I had something about the painting, but I feel like I'm supposed to talk about the man that just walked through the door that I just talked to a few minutes ago, Rick and I. He used to come to our other church when we had a food pantry. His name is Mr. Diaz. And he came in to share with me that his wife passed last Friday. So, Lord, I want to lift him up right now. Lord, repair his broken heart. Replace that loneliness with you in him, Lord. Be the breach in him, Lord. Lord, he said that she was in a better place because she was in a lot of pain. And I want to thank you for that, Lord. That by your stripes and what you did on the cross for us was enough. He was troubled when he come in, but he left with a smile, Lord, because we spoke truth into him, your truth, your word, Abba Father. And I want to thank you for that this morning, Lord, that I was able to witness that in your house. That it was a divine appointment that he walked through the door to humble himself. And I ask him, what can we do? And he said nothing. So, Lord, I ask you to lift him up and carry him through this ordeal. And he said, we're in a place that they've been since we've been at the other church, and they just told him yesterday they have to move. So he's got that on top of his mind also, Lord, the burden. So I told him that I have a truck and others have a truck here that we would help if he needed it. So I thank you for that, Lord. And I just ask right now that everybody here would bow their heads and pray for Mrs. Diaz. That, folks, time is short. It could be me tomorrow. It could be you. Are you ready? That's the question today. Because if you're not ready, this is the time right now. This is the place to come forth and give your life to Jesus as he give yours, his to you. Today, folks, don't wait. it could be too late. Thank you, Jesus.
You see, God is moving here right now. People are having a right now testimony. What is God doing in you right here today? Hide what he's doing in you either. Share it and release him through that to touch someone else.
As I was walking around looking at the paintings, God drew me to the last painting in this wall. And I was sitting there praying, and I asked God why he drew me to that painting. And he goes, because I'm going to intensify that's my spirit in you. And I happen to look at the plaque next to it, and its intensity is the name of the painting. And he's just pouring out his spirit and drawing me closer to him.
He's real, and he's here. What's he doing in you right now? Are you open? Do you want to know she could bring the painting? I brought mine. I'm waiting. Very lightweight.
When I first saw this painting a while ago, I was kind of like, what? What's going on with that? But God had me walk around, and he drew me to this painting, and he was like, okay, I want you to touch it. I'm like, okay. So I'm like moving my fingers all around it, and it feels like valleys and mountains. Pretty much the whole thing, it's like valleys and mountains. And I felt like God said, is that I'm in a valley right now, but I'm about to go on top of the tallest mountain I've been on. So that was exciting. And then I'm still in the process of asking God about the colors, because right here there's this blue and this green and purple that really have, I don't know, they just speak to me for some reason. I don't know what that is yet. But
the name of this painting is Deeper. So when you look at it, you don't really see what it's about. You have to get your fingers in it and follow along and let God take you somewhere deeper. The power in this one is touch. You have to just shut your eyes and let the Spirit take you. There was a woman in the store one day, and she was looking through paintings, and she came to that one and just let the Spirit take her. And as she went deeper and deeper, all of a sudden she went, oh, my migraine headache just left. God took her somewhere in healing and healed her headache.
Well, I wanted it to be my favorite picture of Jesus looking out the window, but it wasn't that. God kept drawing me back to the flowers. And I wasn't sure they did anything. I touched them, I felt them, I prayed about it. And as I'm sitting here, he's intensified the love I have for the children in my life and my spiritual children, because I have many spiritual children. I've come to know through the years, and continuously have prayed for them, even though I don't see them, don't know where they are, what's going on. God has put it on my heart for many, many, many years to pray for different children. But it's like, it's intensified so much right now. I just thank Him.
I don't want you to lose the chance to share. Does anyone else want to share? There's a corporate thing He's doing. That's why it's so good to hear everyone.
The painting that the Lord drew me to is that one on the end here where the man is on his knees. And that is what I want my life to be. Every area of my life, I want to be in that position where God's concerned. And I love the power of God that's coming through that opening, and that as I'm willing to be in that position, that submitted to Him, that glory will come into my life in every area. And it just feels warm and inviting and just spectacular to know that He's right there waiting for me as I am in the submission. But I've got to make that choice to be in submission to Him.
Rosada was sharing, when she lays down, she sees that one in her eyes. That's awesome. Anyone else? I'm going to share mine, but I want to be last. I really do, because it ties it all together. So I don't want anyone to miss out. Someone else want to share?
When you were talking about us going around two paintings, I went and looked at all of them, and I wanted to touch them, whatever. I was drawn to the one over closest to our office, and the one next to it, but the one close to our office. But when you spoke about going around looking at them, the very first one that came to me was that one. And then when I went over to it, you were there, and I felt like I was supposed to not go. So anyway, I just thought it was, to me it was like, okay, I'll just do it later or something. And he was like, well, just, it's confirmation because you were there. It was like it was confirmation that it was us, you know.
With me, it was an instant thing that was drawn to the painting right there, the pillar. It's the weapon. And I know mine are sharp. Then he told me, no, you need to give the weapons to the little one. You need to arm her, have her ready to do my work. And it's, and that, and it, it, I was like given the image of an empty quiver. He said, fill it.
Empty quiver?
Wow. Yeah. And it's like, I know now for sure that, yeah, it's what I need to do.
He placed her in your care to do that. And it was a suddenly thing. Suddenly, you have a baby. It was a sudden birth. Anyone else? Last chance. Maybe. God drew me to this one. And it's so what He's doing. He's breaking out of the darkness. He's breaking into this place. And what He's coming to do, we've barely seen the glory of it. See the glory wherever He steps? The glory breaks forth. And right under His foot, some flames of fire. Because it takes fire. It takes repentance. It takes burning away everything. And the glory can break out, but He's only got 1 foot in the door. 1 foot in the door. We are represented sheep, helpless, depending on Him. It's got to be Him. The birds represent when He sends us out, but they too hover and wait on Him. It all depends on Him. And you know He doesn't. He's wearing His royal robes. But He's dressed in blue jeans and a t-shirt because He comes through us, through the corporate body. This move that God's getting ready to do will be birthed through a full body. The whole body setting God free. None of us holding back and saying, let others do it. It takes all of us releasing Jesus. We can't do anything. but release him. Release his life so he can continue to live the life he lived when he was here. Saving, loving, rescuing, blessing, healing. He wants to keep doing it. He said, you'll do greater works than I did. But we won't do them. He will do them. We let him continue to live through us. Don't be afraid to set him free. Okay, you do get one more chance. Anyone else?
That fire at his feet, Isaiah 66:16. God had brought this verse to my mind earlier, and then when she just said the fire, it reminded me of this verse again. For by fire and by his sword, which is the word of God, the fire of his spirit, and by his sword, the word, will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. God's dealing with each one of us this morning. We could say we want him. Okay, what's between us and him? I want to get right to your heart, God. Well, he's a God of truth. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship. If we're depressed, we're down, things aren't going right, maybe there's something between us and him. God, what is it? And then let's get honest. Completely, blatantly honest about what's in our life. So that that can get dealt with. Because by fire and by his sword, will the Lord plead with all flesh? Our flesh is what stops us from coming to God. We want to live in the Spirit. Search me, O God. What is it right now? I'm willing to lay down everything. Bring all my thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What's between you and me, God? What's stopping your flow? What's stopping? Because I want you to come and deal with me. And I want to be honest, completely honest. No matter what it makes me look like, no matter what. Because I don't want anything to block you. I don't want to live in deceit. I want to live in truth. Thank you that your fire and your sword will deal with all flesh. Come deal with mine. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody, I feel like God's saying there's somebody that that he's speaking to right now about what was just said. Anybody want to get free?
As I was sitting back there trying to think about what pictures should I go see, or should I get up and go see the pictures, I've been trying to get into a deeper relationship with God, and it seems like lately, the more and more I try to get in deeper relationship with God, I'm being attacked with these migraine headaches that just are so unbearable sometimes, right? Like right now. So I just sat there and tried to get into the Spirit of God and try to just wipe that out. And then the gentleman came in and we had to take care of that a minute. And then, but as I'm sitting here, you know, I didn't go to a picture and get something from God, but God's got something for me. And to get to it, I gotta get through what's going on in me. I don't know why these headaches are there. They've been here for quite a while.
Kept feeling to pray protection over what God's doing here, that he just protect the atmosphere, protect what he's doing in each one of us. And I saw like these individual little whirlwinds around each person, what God's doing in us, in you, in me. Each person has this like tornado whirlwind of God's presence with soldiers around protecting that. And then corporately around this room there is a whirlwind. Thank you.
loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. He loves you. Do you know him? He loves you. He loves you. Because he loves you. 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 Because he loves you. He loves you so much. He just loves you. He loves you. Let it rain. Let it rain.
God is here so powerfully. And if you need prayer, you need a touch from God, you need, maybe you don't know what he's doing and you just want to come and ask for prayer, come and ask for prayer. He's here. He is here and he is real. And he is just flooding this place. So come and let him pour out on you. You need healing, he's here. You need love, he's here. You don't know him, but you want to. He's here, and he's waiting for you. So come.
Don't leave here without knowing him personally. Because he loves you. Power in his name. Just whisper his name.
Jesus.
Let him set you on fire.
We are hungry.
Do you want to come eye to eye with God? You open your eyes and look right into Him and invite Him to look right into you and speak into your life. You're hungering for that. I want you to come forward. I want Janai to come down with me and partner in prayer.
Hungry, Lord. Lord, there's fire of impartation here this morning, and there's fire of healing. Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried for you. Lord, set me apart for your glory.
empty, but I know your love is not run dry. So I'll wait for you. So I'll wait for you. Lord, I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Lord, I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living
see.